Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Midweek Motivation. We're going to be discussing peace, our pursuit of it, and God's promise of it for us. We're using the resource Advent Meditations, Peace on Earth, from Practicing the Way, and it was a four-week study, and I'm going to cover two of the weeks today, and then next Midweek Motivation, I'll cover the other two. So the first thing I want us just to focus on is week one's theme, which was peace is being present. And I am going to read Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, allow your Holy Spirit to reveal to us your promise of peace so that we may abide in you and through that abiding in you and your word, receive the peace that you have promised over us. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. And I'm just going to actually read to you what this resource said for us week one. When we're consumed by future plans and fret about hardships to come, or to borrow the word of the psalmist, when we concern ourselves with great matters or things too wonderful, we risk becoming people who can't be present. Some of us fixate on future goals because it helps us escape present pain and confusion. As one pastor shared, even in ministry, I've become comfortable with a farsightedness of looking ahead to things too great for me to avoid the difficulty of facing a blurry near term. Others of us compulsively look ahead out of fear and a desire to control. Some clinicians define anxiety as the anticipation of evil. We're scanning the horizon, trying to predict what may come, and bracing ourselves against future pain. Both types of fixation can steal our peace and make it difficult to be present to Jesus and to those around us. With Jesus, we don't need to avoid what's right in front of us. We can face the pain, confusion, or chaos today brings because He is waiting to meet us in it. And Jesus teaches us to release the fantasy that we control future plans. He helps us abandon outcomes to God. In the words of Jan Johnson, we plan as best we can for the future, and then we let go, consciously placing whatever comes at the feet of Jesus. The sooner we turn to Jesus and accept our contingents, our dependence, and our limitations, the sooner we become more like a weaned child with its mother, deeply content and calm. And with that peace, we become more present to God, to ourselves, and to those we love. So here are some questions for reflection with the very first theme of peace is being present. Question number one, what is stilling your peace in this season of your life? Take a moment to offer to Jesus anything that comes to mind. What is stilling your peace in this season of your life? What is your typical go-to response when feelings of anxiety or confusion surface? Go back and read Psalm 131. What was David's response? Last question, how have you seen Jesus meet you in your confusion or pain? How do you create space for Him now to meet you there? I'm going to go to our second week, which was peace is slowing down. Peace is slowing down. So if you heard Madison refer to peace as a pace, we're going to get to that. But here's peace is slowing down. It refers to Psalm 23, and I am simply going to read that to us. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And here is what we had to center ourselves and read for this week. Japanese theologian Kasuke Koyami describes love as having a speed, and it's slow, not fast. In the same way, peace has a speed. It's a measured pace, hand in hand with Jesus, letting him lead us and restore us. One reason we don't experience the peace of Jesus is because we don't move at the pace of Jesus. Dallas Willard said the best way to describe Jesus' posture was relaxed. We need to slow down, often quite literally, to embrace his peace. Theologically, you don't have a body. You are a body. And much of our anxiety is bodily. It's the result of hurry, stress, and noise pollution on our central nervous systems. The movement and busyness of modern life is like a war of attrition on our peace. It's been said the soul often is re-educated by the body. So yielding to Jesus and experiencing his peace includes submitting our bodies to his wisdom, getting good sleep, driving slower, getting out in nature, and practicing Sabbath. We slow down using our minds too, by meditating on scripture and letting God's words fill our imaginations and quiet our bodies. Through the language of Psalm 23, we can picture the Good Shepherd leading us, unhurried, beside quiet waters, his hand keeping us close and directing our attention to the beauty all around. Here were reflection questions for us for this week. What is your body communicating to you about your current pace of life? What might be driving that pace? What are some simple practices? Putting your phone away, going to bed on time, drinking more water, eating more healthy choices, driving slower. What could you adopt to slow your body down? How does Psalm 23 open your imagination to the ways Jesus seeks to lead us? If you'd like, take a moment, close your eyes, walk in the presence of the Good Shepherd. Read Psalm 23. Let the steps of it dictate your pace to Jesus. So what we studied and what we found for ourselves is that often we are craving peace, and often we blame, maybe internally, if we're vulnerably honest, maybe we blame God for not being there to offer us himself or his peace, when maybe, if we're transparently honest with ourselves, we are playing the largest role in us not having peace. So we're going to stop today and just reflect on these two principles of peace. Peace is being present. Are you meeting with your God in his word, in prayer, in community with others? How does that look? That's why we're on this journey through journaling the Word of God. We want to be present. We are seeking His presence. So if you have first not decided for yourself how it looks to be present with God in His Word, I would offer you to stop right there and reflect and come to terms with what that may look like for you this year. What practice or discipline will you put into place for you to be present with God through His Word? And then slow down. Take part in the pace that Jesus offered, the slowness, the silence, the relaxation of being with the Good Shepherd. So those are the two things that we are going to just offer you to begin thinking about in your seeking of peace for yourself, because peace internally within us overflows to others. I like to think of it as I have to have excess of something to be able to outpour or overflow that to someone else. So if other people are going to receive peace from me, if it's going to flow out of me, it is going to be because I am equipped with enough peace for myself and my family and my circumstances that I am able to, out of the abundance of peace that the Lord has provided me, flow that into others. So just stop and think. Ask yourself this last question. What would other people, my family, my coworkers, my church community, my friends, what would other people say about me and my amount of peace? Because that may be a good indication of where you are at with your ability to overflow with the amount that you have and if you have it in excess. So my prayer for myself and for you is that you stop and pause, find the presence of God, and find the pace of Jesus. Thank you so much. See you next midweek episode for the next two principles of peace. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.